Picture this. It's a summer evening at Leipzig-Halle Airport in Germany. Cargo crews are working the ramp. DHL birds are cycling through. It's a busy European freight hub doing what it does every night of the week. And somewhere out in the dark, a drone is inbound. I'm Tower on ATIS Radio Hangar's news segment. Today we're talking about what happened on that ramp in August and what the German government said about it today. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com now. Leipzig, in early August of this year, an explosive-laden drone struck a Ukrainian Antonov An-124 transport aircraft parked at Leipzig-Halle Airport. The drone hit the aircraft. It carried an explosive payload, and by what we can only call fortune, it failed to detonate. Let that sit for a second. A bomb on a civilian airport ramp in the heart of Germany. One functioning fuse away from a very different conversation. German officials did not rush to name a culprit publicly. That changed today, September 2026, when Germany's foreign minister and interior minister stood together in Berlin and publicly attributed the attack to Russia. Not implied, not suggested, attributed. This was, in their words, part of a Russian hybrid warfare campaign targeting European infrastructure. Germany announced new security measures alongside that statement. The specifics are still being worked out in the public domain, and we'll follow this as more comes out through sources like The Aviationist, who broke this attribution story. Here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond the headline. The Antonov An-124 is not a small airplane. If you've never stood next to one, it is a Soviet-era strategic airlifter that makes a Boeing 747 look like it needs to eat more. The An-124 Ruslan has a maximum takeoff weight of around 892,000 pounds. Its cargo hold can swallow main battle tanks. It was designed to move military equipment across continents, and today Ukrainian operators use a fleet of these aircraft for commercial heavy lift contracts around the world, everything from power plant components to disaster relief supplies. That's the target that was sitting on the ramp in Leipzig. Ukrainian cargo operators have kept flying through this war. That matters. They've kept contracts, kept revenue moving, and arguably kept the international logistics community from having to relearn how to move outsized cargo without those massive holds. A successful strike on one of those aircraft would not just be a military message, it would be an economic one. And Leipzig-Halle is not a random airfield. It is one of Europe's largest cargo hubs. DHL has its European hub there. FedEx operates out of there. Dozens of carriers cycle through it around the clock. When you talk about striking Leipzig-Halle, you're talking about striking a node in the global supply chain. This is what Germany means when it uses the phrase hybrid warfare. The target is not purely military. The target is the infrastructure, the confidence, the sense that civilian aviation is a neutral space. That neutrality, real or assumed, is being deliberately tested now. The drone failed to detonate. But here is the thing about that sentence that I want you to really sit with. The security failure already happened before the detonation question. A drone carrying an explosive payload reached a parked commercial aircraft at a major international airport. That's the breach. Whether the warhead works is secondary to the fact that it got there at all. Aviation security, as a discipline, was fundamentally reshaped after September 11th. The focus shifted hard toward the passenger terminal, toward access control at the gate, toward screening. The ramp got attention, but the ramp is a large and complicated environment. Ground crews, fuel trucks, caterers, cargo handlers, maintenance personnel, movement is constant. The perimeter of a major cargo hub is measured in miles, not feet. Counter-drone technology has been developing fast, and I mean fast, in both the military and civilian space. But the gap between where that technology is today and what it would take to harden every major European cargo hub against a determined nation-state adversary is still significant. Germany knows this. That's presumably part of why their interior minister was standing at that podium today. The broader pattern is worth naming clearly. Over the past 2 years, there has been a documented campaign of Russian-linked sabotage and disruption across Europe. Warehouse fires, rail line tampering, attempted arson at logistics facilities, parcel bombs. These incidents have been attributed with varying degrees of confidence to Russian intelligence direction, often using recruited locals or cutouts to maintain deniability. The Leipzig attack, if the German government's attribution holds, represents something of an escalation in that pattern. Not a warehouse, not a rail switch. An aircraft on a civilian airport ramp targeted with an explosive drone, the signature is bolder. For the aviation community specifically, this raises questions that the industry is going to have to work through. How do airports adapt their drone detection and mitigation systems when the threat model includes state-sponsored actors with access to sophisticated equipment and the patience to study your operations? What does the liability picture look like when an aircraft belonging to one nation gets damaged by a weapon from another at a third nation's airport? Who coordinates the response? The Federal Aviation Administration is not in this picture. This is European airspace, European territory, and European politics. But the global aviation community is watching because the precedent being set here will inform how every major hub thinks about its own vulnerability. I want to be careful not to speculate beyond what's been publicly stated. Germany's government made a serious formal public attribution today. That's significant. Governments generally do not do that lightly because attribution carries diplomatic consequences. When Berlin puts their names on it and stands at a press conference, they are signaling confidence in their intelligence picture. What those new security measures look like, whether they involve counter-drone systems, increased airspace monitoring, coordination with European partners, or some combination, we don't have the full detail yet. That information will come out over the coming days and weeks. What we know is this: an explosive drone traced to a Russian hybrid warfare campaign hit a Ukrainian An-124 on a German airport ramp in August. No detonation, no casualties, as far as has been reported. But the attack was real. The aircraft was struck. And Germany's most senior security ministers felt it necessary to tell their citizens about it publicly today. For pilots and aviation professionals, the takeaway is not panic. The ramp at Leipzig is not your local field on a Tuesday morning. But it is a reminder that commercial aviation exists in the real world. And the real world has frictions that sometimes arrive without a transponder squawk. Keep an eye on this story. The Aviationist has the early reporting, and European aviation authorities will be making statements in the days ahead. Check RadioHanger.com for follow-up. I'm Tower. Stay heads up out there.